Welcome to the Generic Nation podcast.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, we reached a recent milestone.
Yes, Aaron here with Mr. Andy.
Studio G.
That's Studio Aaron. G.
We just eclipsed 100,000 plays, so thank you everybody for listening.
Yep, my mom hit play a lot of times over and over again, so thank you, Mom.
I hired her hooker to do it.
Yeah.
And that was very helpful.
Yeah, worth every dollar.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a little broke now from the hooker thing, but...
Yeah, well, we almost broke our legs tonight.
Yeah, we had some kids on bicycles riding down a fucking handicap ramp.
Yeah, we were just...
trying to run us over.
It was a really bizarre experience. usually I'd be, like, way upset in the moment at it, but somehow... I think you kind of hit it on the head earlier, but I think I'm just so beaten down lately that I think I just allowed that inconsideration just to happen. I was just like,
yeah,
whatever. Like, I mean, like, literally these kids were cruising so fast, and we were walking into the store with our backs to it, and just got out of the way without even realizing it's not like we jumped out of the way. We just got out of the way, like, last second, and... The thing was, I didn't break the conversation I was having. I just kept having it. I didn't, like, change my tone. I didn't... And I noticed. It's not like I didn't notice it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't until, like, a little after. I was like, that was really nuts. Like, and, like, how disastrous that could have been. And the fact that it's a handicap ramp. One, I think it's ultimately karma showing we shouldn't have been taking the handicap ramp. So that's the one thing, is that... I always believe, like, don't take handicap ramps when you don't have a handicap. Like,
enjoy a physical handicap.
Right. Exactly. It's a non-mental health handicap ramp.
Unfortunately.
So, unfortunately. Like, yeah, those would be great. Just filled with blowjobs and nice compliments.
Fingers in your butthole, sunflowers to pick, little merry squirrels darting back and forth.
Yeah, but the grocery store is always an interesting... place to kind of observe.
You got trapped.
Yeah, it's like almost like a Seinfeld bit here, but what do you do
in the grocery store?
So at one point we got lost in like the greeting card aisle. And I just kept walking down.
They're forcing you to buy bar mitzvah cards.
You got caught
for random children. For the guy, kids on the bicycles.
It was so embarrassing having to turn around because I could tell the mom with her toddler noticed the two fellas. Probably thought we were gay together. That's not embarrassing.
I don't
whatever.
Care about
yeah,
that.
Go ahead.
I mean,
but
it's,
not
it's
the
coming.
Okay, exactly. It's whatever. Same love, Macklemore. But she probably noticed that we also got lost there. She made the turn right before the end of the aisle. Did you notice?
Yeah.
And I was wondering right before that why she made that turn. Now I know. Anyways. Fast forward to our checkout lady. What did you think of Chris, our checkout girl?
She was solid. I almost complimented on her tattoo. I couldn't tell if it was a lightning or not.
So if any of our listeners know out there, you can tweet at us if you know the significance of a lightning bolt near where your sideburns should be.
It was a possible lightning bolt.
It was a lightning bolt. What else would it be?
It was.
Yeah.
Because I was almost being like, I really like your lightning bolt. Because I've, like, I used to have, my views have changed on neck tattoos.
That's quite an electric compliment.
Yeah, well, you look electric with that lightning
bolt. You may have
bolt.
Shocked her, you could say.
She's probably like, thanks.
I'm just trying to lightening up the mood.
She would have just been like, thanks.
Yeah, but she had, like knuckle tattoos, too.
Oh, she did?
What do you think about tattoos? Obviously not knuckle tattoos.
I'd never
Are you a fan
one?
Of them or not on the chick?
Not usually, but
It's interesting how normalized it's become.
Yeah, no, I've intercourse with
With tattooed ones.
Yeah. And I wasn't like turned off by it or anything.
No. What is
like once you're there, I was like, I don't care.
Exactly. I found that very little. I don't find piercings to be weird at this point. I don't find any.
When you're just like, know that you can score, so to speak. Yeah, you're like, I don't care.
She hello, Amber. We have Amber in studio tonight at Studio G.
But yeah, so tats, we'll have... and I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's like a Confederate flag tat, unless it's on their lower back and it's like, you can come on it.
Yeah. The old tramp stamp.
And you're like, the North won! Yeah! North! the Union, Lincoln, 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 and then he just come on the Confederate flag tattoo.
Freezer, by the way.
What?
Just check the freezer.
The dead body parts are in the freezer. So you know.
So yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Toast them up; they're pretty good.
Exactly. Finish it with a nice Chianti. So we both saw Logan this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Spoiler alert! So cover your ears.
Amber.
Yeah, good timing for Amber to show up. All right.
You know, we'll get into Logan in a sec.
Man, what a movie! First of all,
we'll get into it right off the bat.
I highly recommend it. Best superhero movie since The Dark Knight.
Yeah, and debatable.
Was it better?
I don't know, because I was in better spirits those days when Dark Knight came out.
Yeah, okay.
So that kind of warps my perception.
So,
but I think Batman and Wolverine are the two best superhero characters.
Yeah, I've never been the biggest Wolverine fan.
Yeah.
This made me a really big Wolverine fan. I thought that Patrick Stewart was his best portrayal as Professor X.
Easily.
I think legitimately he should be getting best supporting actor buzz.
Nominations for it?
Yeah, I think it may not happen because it's so early in the process. Yeah. But anyways, I thought, first of all, this movie was so needed at this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was so needed because superhero movies have just become way formulaic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's a big beam in the sky at the end that the good guy has to defeat.
Yeah.
The first movie's always his origin story, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, and obviously Deadpool last year bucked the trend a little bit.
It did.
By being a rated R movie. This took the rated R, obviously, in a different direction. But I think they did a good job. I thought, like, from a nerd perspective, the timeline was kind of confusing. I didn't exactly understand where it was taking place with regards to other movies.
2029.
Where does that take place compared to other X-Men movies?
It was after the one with the, what was the one before Apocalypse?
Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was in, like, 79.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. Was it after Apocalypse?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
I didn't see Apocalypse. Was that really good?
No, I didn't see it either, actually. I heard it was bad.
Yeah.
And it's just too bad, because I like Oscar Isaac. But I did think, I really loved the girl who played X-23. I thought she was excellent.
The little girl? Mm-hmm. Oh, she was fucking awesome, man. I think that role is going to haunt her as a person for a very long time when she's older.
How so?
Because she's just, like, slaying people.
Like a little murderer?
Yeah.
You think it's any worse than, like, when they put, like, little kids in very adult movies like, well, I guess in a way it's like Leon the Professional with Natalie Portman, where she's a little assassin, but that was much more reality-based. But, like, these, like, movies where it's, like, little kids and very, I can't think of one specific right now, but, like, where it's very adult situations for, like, a little kid to be exposed to. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But definitely recommend it. I thought that, I was really surprised they made it, though. Because I think a lot of people who are going, I went with a girl who was not the biggest fan of movies and only likes superhero movies and was kind of bored by this at times, she said. So it's not, I mean, it's not for everybody. It's not like your traditional superhero movie. It's much more reality-based. But, like, you know, for her, I think for a lot of people, it really relies on the audience being a little more mature. So,
it got pretty dark.
Yeah, I mean, it gets really dark. And, I mean, are we going full spoiler here?
That was one of the most, that might have been the most violent movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, really intense and, then, you know, spoiler alert, Wolverine dies at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been almost more effective if Wolverine and X-23 died, though.
Oh, the little girl? Yeah, me too.
It would have been brutal, dude. It would have been brutal.
Well, I thought they were going to, like, slaughter the kids like they did show in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. I think it was going that direction, too, when they all started, but I also think this opens up the possibility. There's no post-credit scene.
No.
That's crazy to me.
I think that was good that there wasn't.
Yeah.
Because it was more mournful than the other ones.
Yeah, and it would, yeah, it really, I mean, yeah, I agree with you, actually, but, like, really leaves you with, you don't know where it's going, but I think that the trend of rated R superhero movies is here to stay. I think there's going to be quite a few rated R superhero movies.
I think so, too.
I mean, they're not, this is going to be 2 for 2. This movie's going to be a huge hit.
How much money has it made so far?
I do know it was number one at the box office this week.
Yeah.
You know,
because it came out Friday.
Came out Friday, March 3rd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was excellent. So that I went to that on Friday night. That was my speed. Now, what wasn't my speed was Saturday. So Saturday starts with...
Oh, real quick before that.
Sorry.
Sitting right next to my mom and I.
Okay.
Was a fucking, like, 6-year-old girl or, like, a 7-year-old girl. Yeah,
that's one of the things I'm a little worried about from this because
that
of the Wolverine
is
movie.
Fucking brutal,
I would
man.
Be really concerned having kids or older
oh
adults.
Oh, my God, man.
People are just not used to that yet.
Oh, because I was worried about seeing it myself. If I didn't already have, like, an affinity for, like, Hugh Jackman and the Wolverine character,
mm-hmm.
I would not have gone because I'm trying to avoid, like, violent stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed that I think the cumulative effect of watching, like, those procedural crime shows and stuff, it just adds up. Like, body, 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 over the course of, like, your life. And I think
so you think,
kind of,
like, it impacts your behavior?
Not behavior, just negative thought process.
Hmm. Interesting. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Jake,
we're
the
just
neighbor's
watch,
in here?
We're just watching, like, killings, you know?
Yeah, did this movie have that similar effect, or because you had the affinity previously?
I think the only reason I saw it was because of my affinity for Wolverine.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an awesome movie. If I was in a different headspace, I'd probably like, this is amazing, and I would have talked about it for hours and read reviews on it.
Yeah, you'd say, based on your, like, where you were at and everything, you'd say Dark Knight over Logan still.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think Logan was definitely second.
Yeah, yeah. I think still you can't beat Dark Knight just because you can't beat
Heath Ledger as Joker.
Yeah, it's the best performance I have ever seen in any movie.
I think
ever.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine or Patrick Stewart as Professor Xavier, though, is right
yeah.
up there.
I heard just one last this is a very little Easter
yeah.
egg about it, though, but you may have noticed Professor X had the hair. He was growing back a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he had a little bit of hair. They, in the comic books, this is a little nerd note, but whatever. In the comic books, the reason he lost his hair is because of his psychic energy and how much it was overtaking his mind, that it
yeah.
ended up literally, like, almost like a Play-Doh, like, barbershop set. Like, his hair fell out. And because in this movie it had the mental health disorder and started to be breaking down so much,
yeah,
it allowed his mind actually to be at rest in a way and start to grow back.
Oh,
when
he's taking the pills and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's why his hair is growing back. It's a little note.
Yeah,
I
found
little
it
things
really
like
relatable.
That the director did that I think is, like, really smart. The environment that he was kept in that kept him from his powers working.
They essentially portrayed mental illness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, so I definitely felt connected.
Not in like
that.
An offensive way. In a movie earlier this year that actually tried to do that and wasn't obviously reality based, but similarly tried to portray it was Split with dissociative personality disorder.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was done in such a way where, you know, like, I mean, there are real examples of people with personality disorders who one of their personalities has diabetes, another one of them doesn't. Literally, their personality.
Yeah.
It's fucking fascinating how the mind works. The placebo effect, to me, is still one of the most amazing things, like, in the world.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Legitimately, and, like...
I'd consider that.
I mean, there's literally been studies I've read about where it's been, like, a cancer study where they were taking sugar pills. At the end of it, they told them they were sugar pills, and the people who were taking the sugar pills who were getting better from them said, literally, keep giving me those pills. Because I thought they were working, and they were working in some ways. It's just the mind's,
yeah.
Mind can be the most beneficial and most destructive.
Oh, yeah, mine's...
Piece of,
oh, God.
Is it an organ? Yeah, it's an organ, right?
Yeah, not
yeah.
the kind you can come with, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, overall, definitely check out Logan. If you're listening this far and you got spoiled the fuck out of this movie.
So do not bring your 7-year-old or however old she was.
Yeah, I kept... was she audibly reacting during the movie? Because the girl next to me, who was 27, who's not used to that kind of violence, was like freaking out any time the little girl got punched. She would be like, no, that is someone's baby. You can't do that. She was like freaking out.
Yeah.
And I was like embarrassed by it, but also like, I realize not everybody watches like every fucked up movie like I do, and like is just desensitized to like violence on a screen like some people.
Well, the reason I thought that, or was like, this is all right. These people have fucking claws and like superpowers. It is going to be bloody. You're not going to just like slash and like you don't see any blood. Yeah, like, no, their fucking arms are going to get cut off. And...
Right. That's why they always fought robots.
Yeah, you think that's the reason why they...
Of course. Like, you know, that's why they always fought robots. Like, you know, even going back to, like, the Ninja Turtle movies, like...
Yeah.
Leonardo would never use his swords. He'd always, like, throw them into the ceiling, like, jump on them and, like, kick somebody. Yeah. It's like... I was always a kid. I was like, you know,
do you want to see, like, an R-rated Turtles movie?
I think we may be heading that direction, frankly.
Oh, my God, I'd love that.
I think a dark reboot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would be fucking brilliant. Because if you remember, actually, the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dark, and as a kid, it was really dark. If you go back and watch it now, it's really, really creepy, though, because it's like this place where, like, this criminal mastermind, like, is holding all these 12- and 13-year-olds, training them to be foot soldiers.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a guy coming around at one point with a boombox who's like, we got cigarettes. You're like, we got arcade games for you. You can go downstairs and fight with your friends.
Come down and play Road Rash.
Or you can go skateboard on our cool ramp with graffiti.
Oh, yeah, they had ramps.
It was just such a weird, like, Chris Hansen, like,
they had everything but the sex shows.
Do you think Splinter was a pedophile?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, do you think he was fucking all those kids?
I think every single one, especially Danny.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny was getting fucked, man.
Oh, my God.
Heavy duty fucked.
That's why he was stealing. He was stealing because his soul was empty.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Danny.
He was buying $20 Quaaludes so he could knock himself out when he was getting fucked by Shredder. You said Splinter.
That's why they call him... Oh, Splinter.
Yeah, this is the rat was fucking children. Jesus Christ.
But Shredder makes even more sense for a pedophile to be called Shredder. Sorry to any of our listeners.
This is a fucking warehouse, man.
That is
how these kids find out about it.
So this is part of the rated R spin on this movie. Yeah. It's really going into the socio how he's a pedophile, and that is really why these teenage turtles. Actually, it is synonymous. They are remained in their teenage years because they're sexually abused.
Yeah.
By Shredder. Splinter didn't. Splinter didn't do it.
No, Splinter didn't diddle them.
Splinter's like a social justice warrior in this movie.
Yeah.
He's going to stand up for them. And
he's
everything.
Teaching them how to defend themselves against pedophiles. But this guy's like an arch pedophile.
Yeah, he's the master pedophile.
Yeah, and he has like a scarred face and that helmet.
I think he can be loosely based on Jerry Sandusky.
Sandusky trombone there.
Yeah, but so anyways, that's any other thoughts on Logan before we move on to me realizing that I'm still an old man and that I can't have fun.
I really got to cut down on the diddle talk ratio on the podcast.
my
always just like. Dude, again with the diddle.
Yeah, and the thing is, it doesn't really... Not that this is a sexy podcast talk. Well, none of this is, though. So if you have an erection from this, call us. But, you know, like...
Yeah, Degenerate Show.
Yeah, Degenerate Show. 1-800-DEGENERATE.
Yes. I'm going to get a landline.
Hi, you've reached Degenerate Show. And an answering machine.
Yeah.
With a fax machine, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you call and it's like... Because of the dial-up.
We have AOL. We'll get some AOL discs.
I'm in the chat room right now. I can't answer the phone.
Oh, man. What was your original AOL screen name? Do you remember it?
Spartacus AZ or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
And then the other one was Go Cubs, Go State.
No, that's
real cool, right?
Yeah.
I had two also, so I don't know why.
I had it till I was like 25.
I only had one. It was X Factor 615. X-Factor after X-Pac, the WWE wrestler who used to be married to China.
That was I think I might have had a chat handle when I was like 15 or something, and Big Papa 69.
That wasn't taken?
No, that's man. That's amazing. It got on that shit.
Man. Do you remember away messages? Do you remember like all... Like,
that was the first Twitter, basically.
ASL?
I remember ASL.
Were you a chat, were you a chat room user at any
more
point?
More like an addict.
You're, that's why I have two screen names.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I like those, for me, personally, like, the Tinder and the OkCupid had always been dangerous because it was like pre-existing addict.
Yeah, so, like, do you have any good chat room stories?
I mean, I probably cyber-banged, like, dozens of guys.
So, okay, I... This may be weird, but sometimes when I was younger, I used to go in and pretend to be a chick.
Is that weird? I could have cyber-banged you.
Is that bad?
Because you're 7 years younger than me.
You didn't answer. Is that weird? That's weird.
Were you 10?
I was young. I was really young.
How young?
12, maybe 13. Like in between Girls Gone Wild videos on Kaza that were downloading.
What if I cyber-banged you?
We may have, you know?
Oh my God.
Did you ever hook up with any 16-year-old females from Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Probably.
There's a chance.
Did you say you were a 16-year-old from Florida?
I think sometimes I did. Not all the time, but I definitely have a memory of at least twice doing that. So it probably happened more than twice.
My dad's friend's kids, they got caught in a chat room once because someone did the ASL. Yeah. And there's somebody did 22 and a half. And obviously only a child would be like, a half.
What kind of people still use chat rooms, do you think?
Lonely people. Well, Tinder's a chat room.
Well, yeah, that's true. Tinder is just like the new socially. Yeah, it's a little bit different than a chat room, though, I think.
How?
People are on there for agenda. I don't know. People go. I don't know.
Chat rooms are for agenda.
I don't know.
They chat about topics that they're interested in. You know, like teen sex chat rooms, which existed.
Yeah, but I still don't think it's quite like Tinder.
Wild West before Tinder was just like you were just chatting into the void with.
No, because they had Match.com and things like that.
Do people still use that one as much?
I don't know. Does anybody use Match.com in here?
I see a lot of ads for it on TV. Okay. Somebody is.
Somebody is. Like, can you imagine paying for a dating app? I mean,
My habit? I mean, gambling and drinking I paid for.
Yeah, and really, dating is just a combination of those two things.
Like, with money and, like, soul, but, like, I was like, I'm not paying for a dating app.
Yeah. Speaking of drinking.
Yeah.
I can't drink all day anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No. So, we'll start. It was a solid day, so let's start at the beginning of my Saturday. We started out at the Michigan State Maryland game. It's going to be fun. Yeah, I'm excited. Fun, right? You know, we lost it at Illinois by a few points, you know, which wasn't good, but we're going into this game, you know, we firm up this game. We've got our spot all set for the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have a first round bye. Before we got to the game, we went to brunch, so yes. Everybody wants to know that, I'm sure. So we went to brunch, yeah, which was a lot of fun. We had some very good mimosas. Then
nice.
We went to another bar and realized that we made a mistake by going to the first brunch place, because the second brunch place we went to had bottomless mimosas for $20. And the way they did it is they literally bring you out orange juice and a bottle of champagne and keep bringing you out orange juice. I know. Sorry that you're a former addict. Or is it former addict or are you always an addict?
You're always an addict.
So sorry you're a current addict, but for us non-addicts or non...
Well, I don't know if I was like alcoholic. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they didn't brand you?
They tried to in the outpatient hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, and it wasn't for alcohol use or anything, but they're like, oh, it's dual diagnosis. And they're like, how much do you drink? I was like, you're really kind of like forcing this down our throats here.
You feel like they're almost forcing people to believe they have an issue?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because I was like, well, how much do you fill it out? I was like, how much would you drink? I was like, well, I went out, I'd have like four or five drinks, you know?
Yeah.
And like, did you drink, you know, would you drink all day? I was like, fuck no. No way. That's stupid.
Huh. Yeah.
But I would go out and binge.
So yeah, I definitely drank all day yesterday. At the game, you know, it's a pretty decent game. It's a cool arena. It's like really small, like very, very intimate setting. Yeah. We're, you know, like there's no nosebleeds in that place because it's so tiny. Like it was like slightly larger than a high school auditorium. Or
Xfinity Center.
Yeah, the Xfinity Center in College Park. And so close game. Michigan State loses on a buzzer beater.
Yeah,
first buzzer beater I've ever.
Left. Yeah.
Yeah, first buzzer beater. 1 second left. First one I've ever seen live.
Yeah.
And like when it happened, I just had that similar to almost getting hit by that biker tonight feeling. I just had like a calm acceptance of the shitty circumstances.
I did too. I was just like, wow, that was a good play. You can't leave Melo Trimble.
Yeah, I watched open. It. I saw him shoot it right away. I had no doubt by the flail of it. I was like, that is. He nailed that.
As soon as he shot, I knew it was in.
Yeah, so, you know, like, one thing is, as I've gotten older, I've learned to take losses a little better, both in life and sports.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I saw you scream at the TV a few weeks back.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Fuck you! Okay, I've gotten better. I used to break TVs and shit because, I have a hole in my wall from a Detroit Lions Cowboys game.
Oh, man, if you're breaking shit over the Lions,
then
you know,
my whole house should be fucking broken. Fuck the Lions. Oh, my God. So, like, this didn't ruin my day at all. Like, so we go to the one bar in College Park. It's called Looney's. Shout out to Looney's.
There's more than one bar.
There was, like, no bars. It was literally the bar. And outside of it, we're like, we almost didn't go in. We looked at it. It looked like a strip mall. I'm like, maybe we should. Luckily, we go in. It's a pretty cool place, actually. Mm-hmm. So we're drinking and whatever. And then, like, so I'm from East Lansing, where anywhere the basketball team goes, it's an event.
Yeah, definitely.
Here, like, there's a slight whisper from a few people who are, like, complaining. I'm, like, listening. And then they're, like, complaining because the Maryland basketball team's there. They're all douchebags. They're not going to tip. The Maryland college basketball team is like Western Falls. They're a bunch of amateurs.
Western High.
Fuck Western
Fuck
High.
Fuck you, Western High.
Right, Jake?
Right.
Fuck Western
Fucking
High.
Fucking condom
he's
users.
He's another member of the Mandingo High debate team. He focuses
Western
on...
Western High has condom machines.
Yeah, also, he's very calm about not getting his deposit back on his keg.
Oh, you're not getting that shit back, so, man.
Yeah, the kegger that I talked about like 3 weeks ago on the podcast that I had to leave every 10 minutes because I couldn't be around people because I'm an old man.
Yeah.
Old man Logan. Oh, yeah, that keg's still on our porch right now. So if you want to tweet us at how much you think the deposit is in the negative balance at this point, go ahead and tweet us at Degenerate Nation.
Yeah, at Degenerate Show.
Degenerate Show, sorry. God, I really need to work on knowing our Twitter handle because people have been complaining about it.
Rate on iTunes. I don't care what the star rating is. Just rate us.
Just anything.
Just give a comment.
Yeah, something. Share it with your friend, your pastor.
Share it with your pastor, for sure. So I've been listening to this show. You should listen to
Degenerate Nation.
And he comes in like, son, I think you need to make some changes in your life.
No more.
Okay, speaking but get your hand off my thigh.
Pat.
Oh, no, don't it feel so
God.
Good?
Father,
I'm so conflicted about this.
Father Shredder, please. Father Shredder. That's it. The Foot Clan is really the clergy. that's the real
it's
answer.
It's ass clan.
So, yeah, I know we're jumping around a little bit here, but...
How do you ninja kick with a sore ass?
that's the training.
You eventually
learn. So the basketball team is there. No one gives a fuck. Can you imagine being in East Lansing after a game-winning three-pointer on the last game of the season?
Yeah.
And then them being at, like, B-dubs and no one even going around to talk to them.
No, we don't.
There was no one around them. I walked back to look, and like, it was just like...
No, you'd have 35-year-old men lining up to suck their dicks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No one gave a fuck. Everybody, really? More people were complaining about what assholes they were and how they didn't want them in there. Like, it was so bizarre. And like, Maryland has a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're a good basketball program.
Yeah.
Top 25 team. And it's just like that, like... Fuck those guys. Fuck Maryland. Like, that says something about them that no one wants anything to do with them. And that they're like, they're not going to tip. Like, they're going to be here forever. They're going to treat us like shit. And then they're going to leave. Like, we don't want them here.
Do you think that was probably accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, I think absolutely. Just about everybody else in that bar was cooler than those people.
So. Oh, so they actually came in there and you saw them?
Yeah, like, yeah, I heard, yeah, exactly.
Did they seem like scumbags?
Yeah, was were you not just listening to last...
I listened to the story, but...
You
I
mean, even listened to me!
I mean, you personally, God. Did you personally feel like they were scumbags? Did you feel like they were scumbags?
Yeah, and I think that they thought their shit didn't stink.
I mean, yeah. It didn't stink yesterday. Like, yeah, it smelled pretty... Won the game.
Well, smelled pretty nice.
The girl at the hostess was like, they told them it was going to be a wait. And they were pissed, and she told us, she goes, I don't fucking care who you are. Like, yeah. We're not just going to sit you down at the table.
Right, yeah. Just kick people out, yeah. And it's just, yeah, so that was the bar. Usually that would be enough for me, one bar. You know, I'm a little bit of a lightweight, so, but we decide, we come back, and my neighbors, who have the keg on their porch, they decide to drink this Saturday night to mix it up a little bit. So, I decide, why not? We're going to go out with them. We start out at a very nice establishment on 8th Street. Mm-hmm. It's a country club of sorts. So you may have heard of it before, but...
It's a country club?
It's literally got a mini golf course inside it. It's got, shuffleboard. It's got, skee ball. It's got
alcohol. I don't know where these bars are where
it's
I,
north,
when I was going
8th Street
out.
Northeast. So, this is the thing about bars now. It's like... Bars have realized that just a bar is not that fun.
No.
After a certain point. No. You've got to have some auxiliary, activities to be able to do.
Yeah, like donkey shows.
Yeah, exactly. Donkey shows. There's no donkey shows at the
Goose
Institute.
Goose shows.
And for our listeners who don't know what donkey shows are, go ahead and Google that at home. I promise you won't be sorry.
Bang donkey show.
Maybe Mandingo donkey show.
Bang and Mandingo goose show.
Let's hope for the sake of the donkey that Mandingo has not met one.
And the goose just starts squawking right
It would
away.
Come out at the front of it, the Mandingo.
Ah! Oh no, it's dead.
What do you think of what do you think of this Planet Earth show? Are you familiar with it?
It's scary.
Yeah, it's been real scary, the fox chasing the goat.
It's like high def, terror.
Yeah. What is it? Look at this thing go. So
is
this
that flamingo?
Yeah, I believe that's a flamingo. What a weird animal. And, nope.
Oh, it fell. Did it break its leg?
Can you imagine?
Is it going to get fucked? It didn't look like it was going to get fucked.
Looked a little bit like it was going to get fucked, didn't it, Jake?
That's one way to interpret what just
happened. I don't want to see a broken leg flamingo get fucked on BBC America.
Who was getting paid to just sit out there and film?
Yeah, can you imagine how boring that would be? Like, how much, you have to be out here so, whatever this next scene is, that's a little, rat thing. Like, you're staring at a rock for, 2-3 days to get this footage here. But, look at this, the amazing footage, the amount of, different angles. It's great podcast talk for me to say, look at this, by the way, right now. So, you're welcome.
Planet Earth.
Yeah, see, look at that. Look.
What is that, a geyser?
Oh, my God.
Or is it a tornado?
That looks like a wind tornado. Wow. I said that twice out loud.
Have you ever been in a tornado?
I've been near some. Growing up in Michigan, it's kind of amazing. It's amazing the amount of damage nature can do in general, actually. I know that sounds very stupid, and I don't care. I worked with the... think about it, a flood, how much damage water can do.
Millions of dollars, billions of dollars.
There's
these fucking flamingos just walking.
That's how bitches look walking down H Street.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, I look good at night. I'm an Instagram miss. Ooh, he's gross. I'm not talking to him. But as soon as I go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and piss in the dirty bar toilet, I'm going to swipe right on guys that are more handsome than these guys in this bar. Oh, he's a lawyer. I'm going to swipe right on him.
Oh, fuck lawyers.
He's got a dog. That could work. Anyone
dog pictures do work on Tinder. There's no doubt about it.
I want to see his dog. Don't care about him. Dog, dog, dog. Right. Lawyer, right. Lawyer.
All right.
Guy with flamingos left.
Let's bring it back in here. Let's.
What are they doing?
They're walking.
Do you think flamingos have orgies?
I think they do.
Looks like all they do is orgy.
I mean, what are they looking at?
And why are they looking so stupid?
They're dumb.
They're
oh, man. Orgy.
Here comes the flamingo orgy. No! If you told me ahead of time that there would be a flamingo orgy, I'd be so down for watching.
Also,
this
it always makes me feel good when we come to a point in the podcast where we have figured out the title for the episode.
Talk about animals banging.
Flamingo orgy.
What do they sound like? Look it up.
Hold on. Well, they sound like a British man.
Yeah, British gentleman.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna turn this off before we get booted from iTunes.
Do they fly?
I don't think flamingos. Maybe those weren't flamingos. You know what? Everybody, disregard that. That may not. They may have just been dumb pink birds. Because I'm pretty sure flamingos are known not to be able to fly.
I want to go to online college to take a class about flamingos.
Have you ever listened
to... Flamingo sexual histories.
Yeah. Have you ever met someone who's gone to any of these online colleges ever?
No.
Like, who are these people and what are they learning to do?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Would you trust if your doctor was like, I went to Independence University? Since 1891?
No way.
That's a lie. That's just a lie. Like, that. No one's...
All right, online colleges are the gas station subways of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Of education.
Yeah.
Subway's already, yeah, okay.
So Subway is like your community college.
Yeah,
and then
you go
college is like your nice,
gas
like,
station, yeah.
And then college is like your nice,
like,
yeah, like mom and pop.
It's like inside a gas station.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. Anyways, this is a long story, almost as long as how long I was at the bar for.
Yeah.
So afterwards, we get to the... country club, and we're having a great time there. I particularly realize when I'm having the best time, though, and it's when I would go up to random people with this other person who I had met this other person one other time.
Yeah.
So, and we just would start to, for lack of a better term, berate each other in front of groups of people. And so this girl, she's not a bad looking girl, so, and I'm not a good looking guy, so
yeah, you're hideous.
I'm a medium at best.
A medium.
So, but I have a great personality. It just doesn't come through. But anyway, so she starts like yelling like about how I'm her boyfriend, and
yeah.
I'm yelling about how I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
And the looks on people's faces as they look behind and see the two of us and who was having the argument with who, it was just such wonderment and like confusion on people's faces.
Yeah.
And we would just go from like group of people to group of people doing this. It was by far the best part of the night, though, because I was improvising. I didn't have to like worry like no social anxieties or anything. Like, it was all completely gone. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about like coming up with the next thing to say to this person, who, like, some person who I, like, you know, didn't
have
much to
talk about.
Were you
also drunk, too?
I was wasted.
Oh, God, that's the
best.
If you're doing improv, if you like doing stuff, like, don't ever give up drinking like I did.
Oh, my God.
No, do it.
Fueled my improv so much. It really did. And
oh, yeah.
The best part was, it's not like before this happened, I talked to this girl, and I was like, we're going to go up to a bunch of people and make them nervous. We're going to go up to a bunch of people and... We literally just both were yelling what was on the top of our head, the worst shit possible, and making people so uncomfortable, which
what
is easy enough
stuff
to do.
You're yelling?
Just yelling about how terrible the sex was with her and like how much I regretted it. You know, like just like, I don't even know. It was so off the cuff and like ridiculous.
Your nuva ring was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, just like whatever. Like, and it's probably not.
I hate it.
I'm now realizing talking about it, it's probably not coming across as well, but it was seriously just really made me realize that's how I can have fun going out, because I really sometimes don't have that much fun going out to the bar after a little bit.
Yeah.
I get bored, I get a little bit uncomfortable, and that leads to the second part. So that was towards midnight. You know, about 1 o'clock, we head back towards the local dive bar.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little bit tired, I'm getting a little bit cranky, and, like, everybody, like, kind of, you know, is drunk at this point, and, you know, having a good time,
mm-hmm.
and... Like, I'm getting to the point where I'm just kind of over it a little bit and, you know, not exactly in my right mind because I'm hammered, but I'm also getting a little bit annoyed, a little bit grouchy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just, like, realizing, like, I've been out all day. This is, like, so much for me. And,
it's like
I don't
14
do
hours of drinking?
Yeah.
Do you drink at the game too?
A little bit at the game. Yeah. I had like a beer, two beers. So yeah, a little bit at the game. It's just like towards the end of the night, like, well, you know, a lot of people were like having fun. Like, no one wanted to be around like the guy who looks like kind of pissed and annoyed at like 1:30 in the morning.
No one wants to be.
Yeah,
the guys that fight outside
a
bar.
I wasn't in like a fighting mood or anything. I was just like a little bit, you know, like it was just exhausting towards the end of the night. Like,
I'll
bet,
man.
Like I'm just not the biggest going out. Just kind of exhausts me after a while.
I remember the last time I day drank, like, from a brunch onward into, like, the wee hours of the morning, basically, or, like, 2 o'clock. I ended up talking, like, we were talking to these girls, and we were talking about how Bud Light is, like, the blood of Jesus.
Obviously.
And then, we were pretending to be really religious at first, and they were like, oh, interesting.
Oh,
like,
pretending to be something going on. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And my friend and I did, and then we just, at some point, just started chanting, blood of Jesus, amen. Bud Light, amen. Blood of Jesus, amen, amen. Just chanting this in a bar, like, loudly.
And what happened? Did you get all these girls' numbers?
No, but we probably could have. Yeah. They were just like, wait, are these guys for real? I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
But I was just like, no, thank you.
Yeah, so that was a form of improv, musical improv.
Oh, I always do shit like that. I mean, I don't go out anymore, really.
So now, now, like, for the first time in a long time, I'm looking forward to going out again.
I'm in.
In D.C., so... You can come out with us. You can get some club sodas with limes in them.
Hell
so
yeah.
No one asks you any questions.
Yeah.
And then you have your
and act like a fucking weirdo. I'm in for that.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah, exactly. And like you can be our menage a trois partner.
At this point, I feel like I might be willing to go up to anybody and say whatever.
Yeah. And so it was just seeing the point where we would break these random strangers. Yeah,
what a break.
Oh my god, it was so funny. Like, they would mentally get to the point where they're like, I literally don't know why they're doing this and what is going on. Are they for real? And if they're not, why are they pretending to... Oh, it was so much fun.
I got two extreme examples of when I did that.
Go on.
So one, there's a girl that came up to a friend of mine and me, and I'm just hanging out with my friend. I didn't find the person terribly attractive, and so I wasn't in the mood to, you know... put an effort in and talk to somebody I didn't really feel like giving a shit about. But I'm really not rude about stuff like that, because I don't get approached as much as a guy, as obviously women do all the time, you know? But it wasn't someone I would naturally be drawn to. And so rather than just kind of blow her off or have, you know, a couple... random minutes of conversation about shit I didn't care about. Minutes I could never get back. Never get those minutes back.
Not
she's like,
back.
She's right
including
away.
All these minutes on
yeah,
this podcast.
She's like,
sorry, everybody.
She's like, what do you... So she gets in like, within a couple seconds probably, or minutes. So, how is it going? Good. Oh, yeah. Oh, so what do you do? What do you do? I was like, oh, well, we do porn.
Yes.
Still, but mostly... still photography, so most you know
still photo porn.
Still photo porn.
Mostly stills.
Yeah. And she's like, she gives us this look like, wait,
she,
maybe
is she holding
serious.
Her head like you are right now?
No,
she
stood there and was listening. I was like, yeah.
Was she trying to act like she was cool with it as you were saying?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, but you know, we don't really find it that fulfilling. And she's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, we're trying to actually branch out into community gardening.
So you're going from one form of plowing to another.
Yeah.
Turning in one hoe to another.
So, you know, and then she just kind of like, okay, and then she kind of walked away. But you know, it didn't dawn on me till maybe a couple weeks ago that was actually worse than just, like, shooting the person down, because we made a prop. In my mind, I was, like, taking the easy, like, letting her down easy by saying weird shit, so she rejected me.
Yeah.
But she probably was like, this guy was just messing with me and probably felt worse.
Oh, she probably didn't. Hopefully she didn't think about it at all, but maybe she did. But
she probably thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't have your improv come from that. You have to have your improv come from a nice place. Our improv was coming from, we wanted to give every single group of people that we harassed
a story to tell. Yeah, well, I mean, that's a story to tell. I talked to this guy, and he said he was in porn.
If she doesn't realize that you were just fucking... Even if she was, she'll just be confused why you were fucking with her. Like, what was your second example?
Oh, the second... So, you know, I don't know... I don't think you knew me when I did eagle cries and bird cries, because I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, or, I didn't know you know, during your bird phase.
Or spirit, have much spirit
Andy
left.
Andy Birdman.
Yeah, no, I got a name Birdman in L.A., because this is what happens when you day drink every Saturday and, like, 8, 9 in the morning because the football game starts at...
Right, the West Coast.
Yeah, the West Coast game started at, like...
I hear it's the best coast.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool.
I haven't been out.
9 a.m., and so I'm already drunk by, like, 9:30, 9:45. Jesus. And so we would, like, get a first down or a touchdown. I'd be like,
You still got it.
Sports, but I still got it.
That was beautiful.
So we
came out. I feel like we were in Planet Earth.
Yeah, I went out for a... That's the flamingo getting butt fucked. Right into climax.
Is there any other way?
And his leg is up and he's taking it. You know, flamingo's legs are up like this.
Oh, he does it missionary style. Yeah. On the butt. Wow, he's a lady.
Yeah.
Or
So I did stuff like that.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine started calling me Birdman. So that was fun. And and so I kept this type of behavior in my repertoire when I came back to this decidedly less Birdman-y place of the D.C. area.
So much less Birdman-y.
Oh, my God. There's
less dreamers. Less everything.
There's some idealists that get hammered down very quickly, but... there are a lot. There really aren't any true dreamers.
Yeah, there's a lot.
None.
No Birdman here.
No Birdman.
Nope.
I was the dodo bird, man. Just bound to be extinct. But I was a bar with a friend of mine. We went out for probably like 6-7 hours. Yeah. Happy hour that would just extend beyond reason. And we go to this bar Whitlow's in Arlington at like 12:30 or something. And there was this African... or look like she was, by virtue of her just not talking, she seemed like she wasn't really down with the English.
Okay.
And so
silent African.
Silent African.
Silent.
And she was just hovering around my friend. He was a very handsome black man. Very handsome.
Is there any other kind?
No, there aren't. And she's hovering around him like this. She's just like... Like creeping.
So she's walking
around.
Over. Like,
she's like walking almost in circles, just like looking at him.
Like a vulture.
Yeah, like
its
fucking
prey.
Vulture waiting for this guy to get plugged. And so when we left, I started pretending to chase him with my fake blow dart, and I would go like this is how it felt like she was hunting him, and he would take the fake blow dart and go in his neck, and we did that a couple times, and then I started going after him with like the bird noise like And this one guy comes up and he's like, "Man, you sound like a gay eagle." And so
he got you.
Got me. And so very quickly I was like, "Yeah, well, yeah, I'm gay. I mean, I fucked your father."
Nice.
Yeah, like that quick.
So, like I was thinking about the insult motherfucker.
Okay.
How like that's like
oh he later punched me.
So, oh, he might have punched you.
He was very small, and I saw it coming, so it didn't hurt.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about the term motherfucker earlier today, and how, like, that's, like, supposedly, like, one of the worst things you can call somebody is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, another name for a motherfucker is dad.
not in a lot of marriages.
Think about that. It's kind of weird.
Oh, I mean, they did at some point.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate insult. It's like because like mothers like in every most people's mothers in everybody's life. It's like, you know, there's like a special place for a mother, but
yeah,
most people when they talk about their father, they're like, yeah, he was all right. Now I get it. We have our listeners out there who love their fathers. So like before, all our listeners tweet and say, "I love my father." I'm saying in general. So it's kind of interesting that one of the most insulting terms you can have for someone is motherfucker. Another name for that is dad.
It is.
So you can just go out. So when you're out at the bar and you've just, or wherever, and you don't feel like causing a confrontation, just be like, stop being such a dad.
How about you say dad fucker? Guys.
Well, that's.
You dad fucker.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Fatherfucker.
Just a thought. I wonder if that has anything to do with why that's an insult.
No, the guy
who originated the term motherfucker really hated his dad. So he's like, the worst thing I can call you is someone who fucks my mother. Just like my dad.
I hate how he fucks her. So I'm just gonna, I don't like the way he fucks her.
So I'm just like, when I start to see people from now on that I don't like, I'm not going to be like, you motherfucker. I'm just going to be like, dad.
I mean, the guy got so upset the way I, like, because he was drunk, and I just, he went to this confused, angry state, like, immediately.
Yeah.
It was just like, so I made him feel like a homophobe and somebody that is defending his father's honor at the same time.
Wow.
No, my fault. What? No.
Yeah, and then they have to, then they punch you, and then...
And you can call me gay again. And I was just like, well, yeah, I sucked your dad's dick. Of course I'm gay. Absolutely. You can't say that you just try to punch somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it a step further, unfortunately.
That's fine.
And he comes rushing over to me. I'm like, okay, this guy's going to punch me. I understand this. Instead of being like, hey, look, man, let's just forget about that.
Yeah.
He's just getting upset. And I was just like, hey, man. I was like, and I think I touched his arm too. I was like, why don't you jump in front of the cab?
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was like, well, there's one. Oh, there's one. You're missing all these cabs you could jump in front of.
All these opportunities.
Yeah, all those opportunities. And then I was like, oh, no. That street sweeper right there, that would be better. And that's when he turns around and tries to punch me.
He was a little guy?
Yeah, he was a little guy.
The little guy's got the little fused temper.
Not a midget.
You know.
Can you imagine a midget jump punching you after, like, knocking you out after you said that you fucked his father?
Just, like, jumping up comic.
Yeah.
Like, comically, like, high.
Yeah, this midget's, like, 6'4" father that I fucked.
I really can't imagine that at all.
So this little midget go, hi-ya! Yeah! With a little noise, too. Ah! Ah!
Do you have anything to share with us tonight, Andy?
Oh, like writing?
Yeah.
Oh, let me,
we're going to enter the beat poetry section of the podcast.
Let me see if I can fire something out.
We are in a transition phase. Not that there's anything
we
wrong
are pro
that.
Trans. Is everyone in this room for pro trans?
Anybody against trans in here? Nope, we're all pro trans in here, right? Jake's staying pretty quiet over here. I think Jake's a little.
He's a nega transy.
Oh my god!
What is that? So this one is called "To My Furry."
Okay, "To My Furry" it's an Andy original.
Yes, it is. Okay, you were my favorite furry, my lover, my friend. But now you won't even speak to me. I hate this. Your cold silence echoes in my head. I can change this. I can change this. No. False hope. Slapped a restraining order on me. Was that really necessary? I would never attack you again. I promise. Please, baby, let me back into your heart, your life, your world. Me in my lion suit, you the hyena. Your raucous laughter turned to screams as I bore my bicuspids and bit through plush. Straight down into the shoulder blades. I clawed through the breast of your suit with my sharpened nails, tearing the stuffing out with animalistic avarice. Fuzz falling. I felt you tremble with fear, your lust evaporating. My jovial submissive no more. You became my prey. Chest now exposed, faux fur scattered everywhere. I bit into your breast, nearly dismembering your nipple. The sudden taste of your flesh triggered me. I felt a beastly rage within me as I ripped through your tattered suit, entrails of fuzz blanketing your twin bed. Lions don't acknowledge safe words. Yours is regurgitate. You shouted it over and over, but I kept clawing, biting. Regurgitate! Fuck you, no. I felt compelled to chow down on your filthy hyena hole, but I resisted. Let my want fall short of need. You're lucky. I would have prolapsed you beyond repair. I never intended to hurt you, my sweet baby. We met on FetLife, me tired of the online search for connection and conquest. You, too pert and pure to pass up. I stitched my lion suit by hand. I wanted this to be special. It was special, wasn't it, baby? if just for a moment, before I vanish into my role, hungry lion on the hunt, ghost in the darkness, rip, chew, fuck flesh. Please forgive me, sweets. I'll do anything to bury myself deep within the flanks of your fur again. I'd even flip roles, let you dominate me, humiliate me, mock me, cuckold me with a tiger, beautiful stripes, young, so young. I have a feverish need to be with you, my transcendent furry. I'll do anything, baby. Please, please drop the restraining order and let me invade your soul. I'm watching you.
Good job, buddy. That was excellent. When's that from?
I don't know, like a year ago, maybe?
Yeah.
No, last summer, I think.
Is that, one that you're considering for this book?
Oh, no, the book is all about the, these hybrid creatures.
All right.
Yeah.
And you finished a drawing for one of them today?
I did.
Yeah, and I won't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I can't show the,
because
it's not, I don't have exclusive rights to it. Let me see if I got one other fucking weirdo story on there. Yeah, continue.
So what did that mean to you? What were you trying to convey in that?
I just thought about furries and I was like, I think I should do something with furries.
Or furries for our listeners who aren't
a furry is when you put on a plush costume and fuck each other.
Okay. So everybody should have known that, needless to say, but just for our...
If you don't know what a furry is, you probably haven't listened before.
Yeah, you're probably not going to listen now.
Oh, I got one about poop.
Oh, okay.
This is called I'm Sorry I Sent You a Picture of My Poop.
All right.
This is based on a true story.
Oh, okay, I'm intrigued already.
Name redacted here.
Oh, that's...
I am sorry that I sent you a picture of my poop. Will you still be my friend? I thought you would enjoy a selfie of my sloppy stool, but unbeknownst to me, you have matured. Please do not rescind our friendship, a bourbon-soaked friendship forged in lechery, deceit, and riffing about butt stuff. You've kept my holy secrets. You cured me of my clitoral ignorance. You held my pubic hair back when I barfed from too much drink. You taught me how to boof. Was our companionship not rooted in more than degenerate tendencies and frank referendums on our emergency excretions? You don't want my poop, but tell me you still need my love. We ate pretzel crisps from the same trash can. We went halvesies on Plan B. We bought matching negligees for our unrequited loves. I made you trolls out of construction paper when you were cuckolded. Our safe word is adamantium. Are we not brothers? You are a man now. You didn't want my human waste to pop up at work on your Facebook Messenger. I understand that now. But you were growing up so fast. I was petrified that you were leaving me in the dust, so I provided the impetus, an impulsive exercise in self-loathing. Look at my shit. I am shit. I stand naked before you, desperate for redemption. What do I need to do to get back in your good graces? I'll shave the hair on your back with a lady bic, thankless work, to re-enter your inner circle. I'll grow my toenails out until they become weaponized. I'll eat out a shark. I'll do whatever it takes, friend, so pretty please forgive me. Love, Tootlepines O'Shaughnessy.
Oh my god. That was so good.
Thank you.
That was... Yes. Snaps up for that. Holy shit. Wow. Holy shit, and no pun intended on that. Holy shit, but...
I mean, I sent a picture of my poop from a temp job.
Yeah.
And the temp job was, like, testing out body scanners for, like, bomb equipment. If people were doing, like... having like bomb vests and stuff.
Okay.
And so like on a break I went and took a shit and I was like, wow, that's a pretty good shit, and I took a picture and I sent it to a group thread.
Nice.
I don't know why I did that.
No, did you put like a message attached to it, or is this your...
Nope.
Shit,
just
so,
no shit.
My friend Frank, he Snapchats every shit he takes, and
every single one.
Sometimes he's Snapchatting 3 or 4 shits a day.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
Which really, I hardly do that in a week sometimes. Like, yeah, that's a personal problem, probably. But
you don't even shit that many times? How many diuretics are you...
Yeah, I probably should shit more than I do.
You gotta shit a lot more than that.
I don't shit every day.
I love pooping.
Do you shit every day?
Yeah.
Like, no question, every day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you shit every day?
I think.
I shit almost every day.
Shitting is vital.
I know. There's some days I don't shit, and I feel like I eat, and I'm like, where is it going?
Where is it? And you're not fat.
Thank you.
We're body positive.
I suck in a lot.
No. But it's not like your shit is just, like, expanding inside of your tummy.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't look like you're pregnant with 9 months of shit.
Thank you. You're very welcome. I think so, too. This drug poncho is really slimming.
Drug poncho?
My drug rug. It's really, really slimming. They call this a drug rug because no one who doesn't do drugs wears this. There's not any sober person who wears this. Not at all. But that's okay.
You look like a coyote.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know.
You look like the coyote that needs GPS.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know where I'm going, guys. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, so I almost shit every day, but no, I don't shit every day. Do you ever piss and it smells like chicken broth?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, how weird is that? And when you haven't had chicken broth?
I don't know. You know,
my last pee today smelled like chicken broth. I have not had chicken broth.
You know 17% of store-brand chicken broths have urine in them?
Is that true? Yeah. How do you know that stat?
I just know it, man.
Okay.
I was a tester of broth. You know, like, food testers? I did broth, and they're like, do you think this had pee in it or not?
No, they didn't. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, man, I've done it all.
They asked that?
Yeah, dude. That was one of the questions.
No way.
Did it taste of the following, and then one of the things was urine. And then afterwards, they told us the cans. They told us the results. Anyway, this one has urine. This did not. Sample B had urine.
Wait, so if I go to the store and get chicken broth right now,
yeah,
there's a 20% chance of
even urine. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a risk I'm going to take.
God. It's clean human urine, though.
Logan topped the box office with $85.3 million, which is very impressive for an R movie.
For our movie, wow.
Yeah, it's really impressive. Sorry. Back to urine broth.
Urine soup. Urine broth.
Yeah, that's... You're in luck. you know when you urinate that you're discreting urine molecules into your mouth as you pee?
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I do that anyways because I keep my mouth open and I have a high splashback ratio. So I pee.
You had a brother growing up, right?
I did.
So did you guys sword fight?
No, we were 4 years apart.
So, me and my brother were 4 years apart, too.
Well, I don't know. It'd be like a slightly... At some point, it'd be like a slightly, like, teenage dick against, a preteen dick.
That's true. I felt like, well, it's my teenage years, I had a preteen dick.
Oh, yeah. I thought I had a small dick. I don't, but...
Oh, wow. Look at the little humble brag by Andy there. Just, like, slide that in, just in case you're wondering.
I don't slide it in anymore, but...
Until I had sex, before I had sex, I was terrified that I had, like, the smallest dick in the world.
Yeah.
I was terrified of that.
Yeah.
Sexual
fear of men needs to be treated.
Absolutely. I agree.
People are so afraid.
Yep.
Like, was that good enough? We're like, we're human beings.
And I'm supposed to know what I'm doing the entire time from the beginning, and...
Yeah.
Never have any doubts or nerves or anything. I'm supposed to just
always know when to
get
fuck
in control.
How
long? Not too long, because this is a very specific situation.
Yeah.
But I had a situation with a really attractive gal once, and one time, and it was a
good
one. And like I had happened to have cleared the pipes out a few times earlier in the day. A few times too many, I think.
Yeah.
I had nothing left, and so. I'm having sex with this girl, and she actually, like, got upset afterwards that it took too long. Like, I took too long. She felt insulted.
Hurt.
No, she felt insulted. She felt that she wasn't attractive, and that's why I literally was just out. And I'm like...
Yeah. I run out of cum.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say, so
I donated it.
It was a one-and-done type of thing.
To a charity, not a sperm bank.
Yeah, but she was so obsessed that she was like, because it took so long, I'm not attractive, and that's why it took so long.
Yeah.
I was like, and then if you don't take long enough, it's like, I don't know what the sweet spot is anymore. I still don't.
Do you want to start an international charity for, like, cum?
That's a good spot to end the podcast tonight, Andy.
Yeah. Right. No, but you know what I mean by it?
No.
So, like, you know how there's sperm banks in America? And you know how we adopt foreign kids, too? But why not? Aren't there women in other countries that want to get pregnant?
This is not a good idea. All right. Good
how
night. Good
long,
night, everyone.
How long can you transport? Like, how long can it stay frozen for?
I think a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I know women's eggs like stay frozen for 15 to 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's any different.
So why would that be helpful, though?
And what if they can't get pregnant? Why should these
services only be available to rich Americans?
Yeah, he's saying like overseas and different countries.
I don't know. This seems. I don't think the degenerate show needs to get affiliated with this.
Don't you think the
world of cum?
Don't you think that they deserve the same privileges that these wealthy people that want a designer baby that won't take someone that's under 6 foot with a certain education level? What are these people that's like, dude? I want a kid, and they're willing to pay less, or we donate. Would you be willing to sign up for an organization like that?
No.
Either to be a sperm pilot or
to be a sperm pilot? I mean, like, am I responsible for these kids?
No, we don't have to take care of them.
Okay, yeah,
that's
all in. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pass on my shitty genes to some
kids. Exactly. And so if they're inherently less picky,
are you looking for, like, the Honda Civic of cum, rather
than,
yeah, I'm your man. I'm a Chevy Cavalier. With manual windows.
Yeah, you gotta, my jeans, you gotta roll it up.
Yeah, and the back windows are stuck halfway down.
Why is it stuck? I don't know. Just...
I never lock the doors either.
Yeah. But no one's gonna take this car.
Yeah, this is unlocked all the time. So, please, I'm begging to be stolen, actually.
So I just convinced you to be for this organization.
Yeah. Actually, I realize I'm like the perfect man for, I was made for this. Yes.
I guess let's do it.
Yeah, it's called International Cum.
International
for
Civic.
For now, I mean.
International Civic Cum.
International Civic Cum.
Honda Cum. All right. Good night,
bye.
Everybody.